Liquid Network White Hat offers to return 320 Modders in drained BTC. The person who drained nearly 4,000 BTC from Blockstream's Liquid Network is offering to send it back. In a message relayed publicly on September 7, 2026, the purported White Hat asked whether pushing most of the funds to the Federation address would be acceptable, per a Coin Bureau update tracking the incident. At Bitcoin's price of roughly $79,756 as of September 7, 2026, the haul sits near $320 million, which places this among the largest crypto incidents of the year. The exploit hit Liquid, a Bitcoin sidechain run by a federation of exchanges and businesses that lock real BTC on the main chain and issue liquid Bitcoin, LBTC, against it. The drained coins came from that peg, the reserve that backs every LBTC in circulation. Blockstream paused the network after the withdrawal, according to reporting from Cointelegraph, which noted the actors told Blockstream they intended to return most of the 4,000 BTC once the underlying vulnerability was addressed. The bug sat in Elements, not the wallets, the failure traced to Elements, the open-source codebase Liquid is built on, rather than to any user's key management. That distinction matters. A leaked seed phrase or a phished signer would point to individual negligence. A flaw in the shared protocol layer means the peg itself, the thing holding the reserve, was the weak point. Every LBTC holder was exposed through no action of their own. The Federation model concentrates trust in a set of functionaries who jointly control the multi-sig securing the peg. That design trades some of Bitcoin's trust minimization for speed and confidential transactions. When the exploit is in the code, those functionaries run, pausing the network is one of the few levers available, and Blockstream pulled it. A negotiation, not a recovery. The phrase doing the heavy lifting here is most back. The actor framed the return as conditional and partial, asking permission before moving funds rather than simply restoring the full amount. That leaves several questions open at the time of writing. How much is most, whether any coins stay behind as a self-assigned bounty, and whether the return completes before Liquid resumes. White hat framing after an exploit is common, and it does not always hold. An attacker who negotiates a return often keeps a slice, and the line between a bug bounty and extortion is drawn after the fact by whoever controls the funds. Until the BTC lands in the Federation address, and the count matches, this is a negotiation with the person holding the money, not a closed recovery. The custody lesson for anyone spending crypto liquid is not a card network, but the incident restates a rule that applies to any product holding your coins for you. When a third party custodies your Bitcoin, whether it is a sidechain federation, an exchange, or the wallet behind a spending product, you inherit that party's smart contract and operational risk. A bug you cannot see and did not cause can freeze or drain funds you thought were yours. That is the argument for spending from your own wallet where the option exists. Non-custodial cards keep keys with the user, so a protocol failure at the issuer does not automatically put your balance in a shared honeypot. It is not a cure-all. A self-custody card still routes through networks and settlement layers with their own risks. The trade-off is between convenience and how many parties can touch your money without asking. For custodial products, the practical checks are unglamorous. Confirm who holds the keys, whether the reserve is a shared pool or segregated, and what the recovery process looks like when something breaks. Liquid's pause worked as a circuit breaker, but it only exists because a federation can coordinate. A frozen network is small comfort. If your funds sit inside the part that broke,